This free program is paid for by the listener members of KPFT Houston. If you're not already a member, think about joining with us to help keep free speech alive.
I'm a student at HSPVA, and this is KPFT Houston.
He went away, and you hung around and bothered me every night. And when I wouldn't go out with you, you said things that weren't very nice. My boyfriend's back, now you're gonna be in trouble.
Hela, hela, my boyfriend's back.
See him coming, better cut out on the double.
Hela, hela, my boyfriend's back.
You've been spreading lies that I was untrue.
Hela, hela, my boyfriend's back.
Look out now, 'cause he's coming after you. Such a long time.
Hela, hela, my boyfriend's back.
Now he's back and things will be fine.
Hela, hela, my boyfriend's back.
I wanna be sorry you were ever born.
Hela, hela, my boyfriend's back.
He's kinda big and he's awful strong.
Hela, hela, my boyfriend's back. Hey, he knows I wasn't cheating.
Gonna save my reputation.
Hela, hela, my boyfriend's back.
If I were you, I'd take a permanent vacation.
Hela, hela, my boyfriend's back. Hey, I can see him coming. Now you better start a running.
Gonna save my reputation.
Hela, hela, my boyfriend's back.
Yeah,
hela, my boyfriend.
Look out now.
My boyfriend's back.
My boyfriend's back. What were you thinking? 'Cause you're gonna get
my boyfriend
right now. Yeah, 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 yeah.
My boyfriend's back.
Yeah, my boyfriend's back.
My boyfriend's back.
My boyfriend's back.
The hell with that song. Just because it's her birthday, I thought I'd play a damn song by Annie DeFranco, but she doesn't want to work with us, so let's go to our second song.
So sad now, no way out. The bottom of despair. Hormones raging, going crazy. Is there an another boy who cares. Deep water pulling me down. Deep water, afraid I'll drown. I hear the gays go to San Francisco. That's so far away from here. School's a jail. At home I failed. A life of pain and fear. Deep water pulling me down. Deep water, afraid I'll drown. That's a lifetime to wait. Try to hold on, put my thick skin on, till I make my escape. Deep water, pulling me down. Deep water, afraid I'll drown. Deep water, deep water.
Warning. The following program contains subject matter that portrays gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgendered people as first-class citizens, deserving of an equal share of the American dream. Topics like this are known to piss off televangelists, backwater preachers, some talk show hosts, blue-haired biddies, several members of Congress, and other socially unacceptable outcasts like radical right-wing nut jobs. Listener discretion is strongly advised.
Tuned into After Hours Queer Radio with Attitude, a continuing tradition here on KPFT 90.1 FM. The crew of After Hours is ready to bring you news, interviews, discussions, and music geared to the gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender community and our allies. We are a diverse group here, but we all have one thing in common. We are out of the closet and urge everyone to come out of his or her closet as well. That means recognizing who you are, standing up for yourself and your rights, and being proud of who you are. We understand that this might not be possible due to age, job, or frame of mind, but remember, we are here especially for you. So kick back and relax and get ready for this week's edition of After Hours.
It's 2 o'clock on the East Coast, 11 p.m. on the West Coast, and somewhere out in the woods, Jimmy Carver is scaring the nature and the animals and all that other stuff. But it's 1 o'clock here in the throbbing heart of the Montrose, so it's time for After Hours, Queer Radio with Attitude. My name is Chris Harrison. I will be it tonight. I'm your producer for this evening. As I said, Jimmy Carver is out playing in the woods, scaring the nymphs and nymphos and woodland creatures. Ooh, that'll be another topic of discussion for him. Woodland creatures. That's too far away. Okay, for our listeners out on Galveston, National Weather Service has issued a flash flood warning for Galveston, Texas until 3:10 a.m. So be careful out there. If you haven't guessed yet, it's a little wet. started off the show, we tried playing Annie DeFranco. The only song I had on here of Annie DeFranco is on a CD that is not working well. So, too bad, Annie. Happy birthday, anyway. Then we had Jay Spears, brand new music. Well, not brand new. It's new to him. His song's older than dirt. My Boyfriend's Back. And followed it up with Pansy Division. Kind of an appropriate song for tonight's Deep Water. Boy, oh boy, was I wrong with that one. This is the fourth Saturday, 23rd of September, but because of me taking over the first weekend, this is only going to be acting like the third, so we will have Black on Black, and who knows, we may have a poetry segment later or not. Oh, great. I'm just reading the one thing here that Jimmy wanted me to, left for me to read off here in Trash Disco. And, you know, I've joked about he cuts off the edge of his stuff. Well, it's Friday, Friday, September 2. So that could be the 29th, or it could be... Oh, Jimmy. I would spank him if I didn't know he'd enjoy it. So, I don't know. It was either last night or next week. Well, who cares? We'll find out. ICOH, let's see, the upcoming week, bartending at EJ's on Sunday. Jukebox show, of course, over at Mary's. Nothing else big. Okay. I'm just going to go through this all quickly. The 12th annual Women's Day, I'd love when they put this in some wrong order, so I just can't read it. The Houston Women's Festival. 12th Annual Women's Day of Performance and Visual Arts returns to Jones Plaza on Saturday, October 21st. Texas musician Patrice Pike, fresh from her stint on the CBS TV series Rockstar Supernova, has chosen the 12th Annual Houston Women's Festival as the site for her official Houston CD release of her latest production, Unraveling. Obviously, we're thrilled that festival town coordinator Charmaine Petrie, upon learning Pike would headline the festival. Patrice has always been a solid fan base in Houston, but Rockstar launched her into a whole other league. The festival takes place on Saturday, October 21st, from 11:30 a.m. to 10 p.m. at Jones Plaza, located at 1601 Louisiana in Houston's downtown theater district. Houston comedian and columnist Nancy Ford will MC the event, which also offers vendor booths and refreshments, as well as independent artists exhibit lining the perimeter of Jones Plaza. Tickets are $15 at the door, $12 in advance. You can go to hwfestival.org for more information. Pull up my mail, please. Don't forget PFLAG Houston on Sunday, October 1st from 2 to 4:30 at St. Paul's United Methodist Church, 5501 South Main at Binns. October 8th is Solidarity Sunday, and October 11th is National Coming Out Day. In recognition of these dates of nationwide support for GLBT individuals and communities, Mike Migara will present a program on the coming out process. Mike has presented programs on this process in the past and will present this topic again as review for any new members or attendees for new information. He also plans to bring in some new areas of discussion, including a segment on coming out to God. I still say he knows first. I'm sorry. I still say she knows first. Also, the presentation will discuss the history of National Coming Out Day and Solidarity Sunday. Solidarity Sunday is an interfaith support of congregations throughout the country who are involved and invited to participate. For more information, go to pflaghouston.org. Next one. October the 19th, Thursday, the Houston Pride Band presents... Next, yeah. Spooked on Classics. Tricks, Treats, Ghosts, and Goblins, a great program of music that makes Halloween such an exciting time of the year. On the program are such classes as Danse Macabre, as well as seasonal favorites like music from Psycho and Harry Potter. I had all the information where it was at out on the in the lobby. Tickets are $10. Time is 7:30 p.m. Most likely it's at RMCC. For more information, call 832-265-3346. Yeah, it is at RMCC. Two pages down, I find the letter. Alley Theater is having a thing called Act Out at the Alley Theater, Houston's premier theater group for gay and lesbian theater fans and their friends. Act Out members enjoy fabulous pre-performance mixers with music, cocktails, and appetizers. First event is coming up on October 12th, and it is Much Ado About Nothing by William Shakespeare. For more information, go to alleytheater.org. ICOH Houston presents Breakfast at Mary's on Sunday. Okay, I can't tell the right menu because this is fun stuff from August, but they are doing it again tomorrow. Don't forget also, the Reverend Fred Phelps is going to be in town, supposedly, here tomorrow in about 9 hours over at Lakewood Church. Don't know why he's protesting Joel, but hey, he's coming down. Hopefully he's bringing his grandson. I saw a picture of his grandson before. I can't find it anymore. I guess Fred Phelps figured out whatever we were doing with it. He's cute. On Saturday, September 30th, 2006, beginning at 8 p.m. at EJ's, Bob Boughton presents Driving 55, a tribute to the 55th birthday of Barbara Walker, Don Gill, Buddy Thompson, and Brian Keever. This evening will feature many of your favorite performers as requested by the honorees. All proceeds from the event will benefit Legacy Community Health Services SPRI program, Seniors Preparing for Rainbow Years. You can... okay. I'm lost without Jimmy. Tortilla Heave. Hispanic Heritage Month, mid-September through mid-October. And to celebrate that, Jade Esteban Estrada will be performing the Houston premiere of his one-man show, Tortilla Heaven. It's a benefit for GCAM, the Gulf Coast Archive and Museum. It'll be on Tuesday, October 3rd at 1415 California Street, which is Club 1415. Build Your Own Fajita Dinner starts at 7:30 with pre-show entertainment for your dinner enjoyment. Tortilla Heaven starts at 8:45, and there will be a raffle and silent auction going on during the event. For more information, go to gcam.org. There's still one more of these. The Bayou City Performing Arts announces open rehearsals for the second season of the Bayou City Women's Chorus at Covenant Church, 4949 Caroline, September 26th, which is Tuesday from 7 to 10 p.m. Don't miss this opportunity to sing great music with great women. And that's contact them at 713-521-SING. And that's done with over there. And that's happened there. Jimmy doesn't clean this stuff out anymore. What's next here? I might have to trash those. Oh, goody, we're at the end of the file. I think I'm done there. Yeah, I've already talked about the gay surfer flick. This is After Hours Queer Radio with Attitude. Yeah, I'm lost. Jimmy's not here. Big deal. Get over it. Let's get some music on here. We don't have a quickie for tonight, I don't think, or at least they haven't shown. I do believe Christopher is out in the lobby. Right? Someone saw him? Paul says he scratches his ear.
There's quite a few people out there, yes.
Okay. All right, well, let me find something else to stick in here, and we'll figure out what we're going to do next. What? Give me this. Yeah, I've seen that picture before. Oh, brother. Yeah, we're just having a really slow time right now. Yeah, let's play another cover song. Alrighty, so hopefully we'll get Christopher in here in a little bit. We'll get started a little bit early on that. What's the song I like on here? I think it's this one. I think this is the cover here. The group is Naked. And the song is The Boxer. And we will be right back.
mumble such odd promises. All lies and jest, still a man hears what he wants to hear and disregards the rest. When I left my home and family, I was no more than a boy in the company of strangers, in the quiet of a railway station, running scared, laying low, seeking out the poorer quarters where the ragged people go, looking for the places only they would know. La la la, la 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 la, la la la. Workmen's wages, I come looking for a job, but I get no offer. Just to come on from the whores on 8th Avenue. I do declare, there are times when I am so lonesome, I take some comfort there.
That was Naked with the Boxer. And I decided I'm going to have to play, since Jimmy's not here, I have to play the traditional song that lets everybody know that he's not here. So, here we go.
Moment mal. Ich bin ganz atemlos. Und
in my dreams, I have a plan. If I got me a wealthy man, I wouldn't have to work at all. I'd fool around and have a
I'm
Gotta love the ending parts of that. That, of course, was the group formerly known as Super 8 Cum Shot. I don't know what the hell they're calling themselves this week. But I know it's something else. That was the song Oh Daddy. I won't say who that's going out to, but hey! Before that was a double shot of Erasure. Oulamour, followed up by, the hell did I follow up with? Gimme a Man After Midnight. And before that, Pet Shop Boys with Go West. For those of you who didn't believe that Jimmy is not here right now. I don't know where Christopher is. I don't know. I'm here. Brian's here. David's here. That's it. So, let's dig into our bag of tricks here. I know what I got to play here in a little bit. We're going to have a tribute to Judy Garland coming up here soon. I feel a triple shot in honor of Judy coming up here for some reason. I don't know. Ooh. Let's do a little pussy. Let's play a little pussy.
Like you'd ever do that.
Okay, here we go. I know what I'm going to... I'm going to play a double shot of pussy. Twice the pussy.
Twice the pleasure.
Yeah. Actually, I'm doing a triple shot. Triple shot of pussy. We're going to go into some different styles here of it. So a little bit for everyone out there who enjoys a little bit of pussy. It's Pussy Tourette. I wouldn't have been able to say pussy this many times if Jimmy wasn't here. Praise be.
Prices are fair, 'cause this real cheap guy I know came in the other day, saw this chair he wanted to buy, but he wouldn't, claimed the price was too high. So I looked him straight in the eye, and this was my reply. Darling, if I can't tell it, then I'm gonna sit back down on it. Why should I give it away? Now, sugar, if you want it, then you're gonna have to buy it. And I mean just what I say. Now, how'd you like to find this waiting for you every night? Only been used once or twice, so it's still nice and tight. Wow! But darling, if I can't sell it, then I'm gonna keep sitting on it. I ain't about to give it away. Now, you can't find a better pair of legs in town. Mm-mm. And a back like this, woo, honey, not for miles around. And that is why, if I can sell it, then I'm gonna recline upon it. Tell me, why should I give it away? Because it's made for comfort.
Yeah, that's right.
Built for wear and tear.
Mm-hmm.
Where else you gonna find such an easy share? But darling, if I can't sell it, I'm gonna sit on it. Please, I ain't about to give it away. This nice bottom, ain't it easy on the eye? Guaranteed to support any weight or size. But honey, if I can't sell it,
keeps you from getting both hot and juicy. Before we take your hand, to make sure you ain't conceding something, could I do a thing? This pussy. Then they threw me the call, rants and raving the whole way downtown.
And we think he's gay, too.
This is After Hours Queer Radio with Attitude. I'll save the rest for a couple of minutes later for when I have to say it. We just did a triple shot of pussy. That's right. Pussy, 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 pussy.
Three times the pussy.
Three times the pussy.
No pleasure for us.
Boy, apparently I didn't read that letter from Ernesto. Pussy Tourette. We started off with If I Can't Sell It. And then followed that with Free Pussy. And that last one was I Think He's Gay. Pussy Tourette. If you're looking for it online, it's Tourette. This is After Hours. Queer Radio with Attitude. Listener-sponsored, commercial-free, Pacifica Radio for the Gulf Coast. KPFT, 90.1 FM. 89.5 down on Galveston, and always the World Wide Web at kpft.org. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Okay. 6. Just getting the next part here queued up. Like I just said, it's After Hours. I don't know where our guests are. Jimmy's out in the woods. Oops. I got something I can read here. Let's see. Put on my glasses to make sure I read it correctly for everybody. The National Weather Service has issued a flash flood warning for Brazoria, Texas, beginning at 1:47 a.m. and ending at 3:47 a.m. Once again, the National Weather Service has issued a flash flood warning for Brazoria County, beginning at 1:47 a.m., ending at 3:47 a.m. We had an earlier one for Galveston that is going on until 3:10 a.m. for a flash flood warning. So be careful out there. If you haven't noticed yet, it's a tad wet outside. What do you want?
If the house starts floating, Mike, we live in Brazoria County. If the house starts floating, make sure you get my PlayStation out. That's all.
I should know better than turn on the mic for PT.
Yeah. If you want, you can get the dogs too. If you want, that is. PlayStation first.
Alrighty, it's time now for, as I threatened before, the tribute to Judy Garland. A triple shot of the other kind of music from The Wizard of Oz.
We're off to be wizard.
That's coming up. So, let's start off with Jimmy's favorite part of the first one here. The Wizard of Oz in 8 minutes. And this is After Hours.
Please welcome the very talented Bobby McFerrin.
Yeah.
If I only had a brain, I'd unravel every riddle for any individual in trouble or in pain. With the thoughts I'd be thinking, I could be another Lincoln if I only had a brain. Tell you why the ocean's near the shore. I could think of things I never thought before, and then I'd sit and I'd think some more. I would not be just a nothing, my head all full of stuffing, my heart all full of pain. And perhaps I'd deserve you, I'd be even worthy of you, if I only had a brain. When a man's an empty kettle, he should be on his mettle, and yet I'm torn apart. Just because I'm presuming that I could be kinda human, if I only had a heart. I'd be tender, I'd be gentle, and oh so sentimental regarding love and art. I'd be friends with the sparrows and the boy who shoots the arrows if I only had a heart. Picture me, a balcony, above a voice sings low. We're forever Romeo. I hear a beat. Ah, how sweet. Just to register emotion, jealousy, devotion, and really feel the part. I would stay young and chipper, I would lock it with a zipper, if I only had a heart. Life is sad, believe me, missy, when you're born to be a sissy, without the vim and boy. But I could change my habits, never more be scared of bunnies, if I only had the nerve. I'm afraid there's no denying, I'm just a dandelion. It's a fate I don't deserve. But I could show my prowess, be a lion, not a mouse, if I only had the nerve. Oh, I'd be in my stride, a king down to the core. Oh, I'd roar the way I never roared before, and then I'd whoop, and I'd whoop some more. I would show the dinosaurus who's king around the forest, a king they better serve. Why, with my regal visa, I could be another Caesar if I only had the nerve.
Thank you.
it would probably help if I put the right damn song in there. Now let's try it.
Ding dong, the witch is dead. The wicked witch. Ding dong, the wicked witch is dead. Wake up, you creepy head. Rub your eyes, get out of bed. Ding dong, the wicked witch is dead. Let them know the wicked witch is dead.
Bed music that Jimmy uses when he plays I forget whose poetry was there. But who cares? A little bed music doesn't hurt anything. Just a touch there. This is After Hours Queer Radio with Attitude. We've been playing some little tribute there. Judy Garland from to Judy Garland of the Wizard of Oz. Oh, there it is. There it comes Over the Rainbow. And we're going to look at a little bit more of that in a second here. Bobby McFerrin started off with his Wizard of Oz in 8 minutes. Music Bear with If I Only Had a Brain and Klaus Nomi Ding Dong The Witch is Dead. This is Somewhere Over the Rainbow. This is,
can't tell you who's doing it, though. The Pacific Symphony. So I'll give you a little bit of that, and then I'll figure out where we're going to be going next with this. I know what we'll do. Let's just go into this other music. So we're going to bring that down and put a nice little bit of music in your ear. It's After Hours. And this is what happens when the hosts are no shows. I don't know what this sounds like. I know we played one of the other songs from this group before. It's Ramp from Canada. Don't hold that against them. And the song is called Dragon Spire. And make sure I hit the right buttons here. Well, let's see what it sounds like. After Hours exclusive. Thank you.
with all that organ music. I had a religious streak. I got me an epiphany. So it's time for me to bring in my most religious song, the touch of the song that brings me closest to him above. This goes out to the Fred Phelps gang. They're supposed to show up tomorrow or in a couple of hours, in 7.5 hours. Like I said, you know, the organ music just kind of, well, you know, organs kind of inspire me sometimes. So let's get a little religious on you here.
Sometimes I feel discouraged when I cannot get it up. I'm tired and I'm weak, and I feel I've lost my spunk. That's when I look to the heavens and I get down on my knees. And with faith and hope I pray. That there's a porn star shining down on me. A fluffer for the resurrection. That's the sweet salvation in the revelation of the porn star shining down on me. Oh, there's a porn star shining, there's a porn star shining, there's
on me.
That's dedicated to Isaiah Roper Phelps, who hopefully will be in town. I'll be there. Like I said, don't forget, the God Hates Fags people will be here in Houston in about 7.5 hours. Oh, Isaiah. Yeah. All righty. I realized here that... Well, she wants more. I wasn't expecting that thing. You know, Jimmy always accused me of not playing enough women's music, so I'm going to play some women's music. If you're going to point that thing, you better use it. So let's start off here. Dedication for the children out there. You know who you are. From the Queer as Folk USA original soundtrack... Let's hear it for the boy. And we'll put a little bit of women's music in your ear. This is After Hours, Queer Radio with Attitude.
never do. But I wish someone had to talk to me like I want to talk to you. Ooh, I've been to Georgia and California and anywhere I could run. Took the hand of a preacher man and we made love in the sun. But I ran out of places and friendly faces because I had to be free. I've been to paradise, but I've never been to me. Please, lady, don't just walk away. Cause I have this need to tell you why I'm all alone today. I can see so much of me still living in your eyes. Won't you share a part of a weary heart that has lived a million lives?
Places as we'd like them to be. But you know what truth is? It's that little baby you're holding, and it's that man you fought with this morning, the same one you're going to make love with tonight. That's true, that's love.
Sometimes I've been to crying for unborn children that might have made me complete. But I took the sweet life and never knew I'd be bitter from the sweet.
a 10-minute break. All I need is my right hand. I'll be feeling great. I got the blues. The masturbation blues. It helps me to snooze. I got the masturbation blues. The friend I could use. Yeah, the masturbation blues.
All right, triple shot of some women's. Women playing music. I'm not going to say women's music because it wasn't that. Let's hear it for The Boy by Caddy B. Charlene with I've Never Been to Me. For some reason, when I heard a guy perform that song, I really got interested in that. Jimmy doesn't like it, so I'll play it when he's not here. And that, of course, was Candy Kane with the Masturbation Blues. This is After Hours Queer Radio with Attitude, and this is what happens when we don't have guests show up. We go to play music, and that's what we are doing now. And I decided I'm going to be stereotypical here, and I figured it's time for us to play show tunes. That's right, show tunes. So let's dig out some of these weird little show tunes we have. Most of them are from, some of them are the movie soundtracks for Broadway productions, but we're not going to worry about that little particular. We're going to play a bunch of show tunes now. Like I said, I feel a little stereotypical. We're going to kick off with Hedwig and the Angry Inch, and it's time to let you know about the origin of love. This is After Hours.
Earth was still flat, and clouds made of fire, and mountains stretched up to the sky, sometimes higher. Folks roamed the earth like big rolling kegs. They had two sets of arms, they had two sets of legs, they had two faces peering out of one giant head, so they could watch all around them as they talked while they read, and they never knew nothing of love. It was before the origin of love. And there was three sexes then, one that looked like two men glued up back to back. They called the children of the sun, and similar in shape and girth was the children of the earth. They looked like two girls rolled up in one, and the children of the moon was like a fork stuck on a spoon. They were pots and water, pots or a pot sun. Now the gods grew quite scared of our strength and defiance, and Thor said, I'm gonna kill them all with my hammer, like I killed the giants. But Zeus said, no, you better let me use my lightning like scissors, like I cut the legs off the whales, dinosaurs into lizards. And then he grabbed up some bolts, he let out a laugh, said I'll split them right down the middle, gonna cut them right up in half. Hear the storm clouds gathered above, did you greet for fire? And then fire. Yeah.
saw you, we just split in two. You was looking at me, I was looking at you. You had a way so familiar, I could not recognize, 'cause you had blood on your face. I had blood in my eyes, but I could swear by your expression that the pain down in your soul was the same, the one down in
to feel so good. I'm a stranger now in my neighborhood. I've seen the world at a faster pace, and I'm coming now from a different place. No, I may look the same way to you, underneath there is somebody new. I am not the boy next door. I don't belong like I did before. Nothing ever seems like it used to be. Your dreams, but you can't have me. Oh, I can't come back here anymore, 'cause I am not the boy next door. You've been saving those souvenirs, faded photographs from my foolish years. I made plans, but they're wearing thin, and they won't work out, 'cause I don't fit in. And those memories are just weighing down, 'cause I got no place to keep them up down. I am not the boy next door. I don't belong like I did before. Nothing ever seems like it used to be. You can have your dreams, but you can't have me. Oh, I can't go back there anymore, 'cause I am not the boy next door.
Your hands on your hips.
guys know how to Madison?
For God's sake, keep a grip on yourself, Janet.
Janet!
Dr. Scott!
Janet!
Fred!
Rocker!
I knew he was in with a bad crowd.
Damn it. I knew I should have gotten that spare tire fixed.
What diabolical plan had seized Frank's crazed imagination?
The intruder is entering the building. The building. Master, master.
Hands on your hips.
You're listening to After Hours, Queer Radio with Attitude here on listener-sponsored commercial-free Pacifica Radio for the Gulf Coast, KPFT Houston, 90.1 FM, 89.5 Galveston, and always the World Wide Web at kpft.org. That was me being a little stereotypical. It was time for show tunes. I had to do show tunes. Jimmy wasn't here, so.
Yeah.
So we start off with The Origin of Love from Hedwig and the Angry Inch. From The Boy Next Door, the song was not The Boy Next Door. Don't know why. I almost play I Still Call Australia Home, but that would have got me thinking too much about the Crocodile Hunter. All day long, all night long, my mom had on the TV Guide channel tribute to the Crocodile Hunter. It's like, oh my God. I watched the actual one on Animal Planet.
Mm-hmm.
It was so cute watching his daughter who, you know, had that heartfelt speech that she was reading about her daddy, and she had to read letter for letter. You saw her finger going each and every letter of the word.
Because, you know, we don't let our celebrities just die. We have to talk about them for a month or more afterwards.
From the Rocky Horror Picture Show, Time Warp. And
a classic.
Then that was a brand new CD we just got in. Andrew Lloyd Webber's Divas.
Mm.
And that was Catherine Jenkins doing the music of the night.
That was pretty.
I could have gone with Madonna. That would have been stereotypical. I'm already going stereotypical. I could have done Barbara Streisand, but I don't know what the hell her song was from. As if we never said goodbye. Like I said, I always played I Don't Know How to Love Him. I do like Jesus Christ Superstar. On
I Don't Know How to Love Him. What is that, Les Mis?
No,
what
Jesus is Christ Superstar.
Is it? Oh, yeah, that's right.
Mary Magdalene sings
I've seen
it.
That's right.
There's a cute thing is we have a guy singing it. One of the apostles starts singing it.
It's funny, all the Broadway shows I've ever seen, I've seen here in Houston.
Well, you know, it's Broadway of the South.
Yeah.
Something like that.
With our southern draw.
We're going to get ready here to do a little bit of roundtable. But first, you know, I tried to start off the show with little Annie DeFranco. Because this is her birthday.
Really?
And the CD I had wasn't working. Well, we have... Hold on there. We have a listener who's in the free world. It's scary.
Terrifying.
And Jen called me up and said, you know, I can send you an MP3. And so she tried sending it to the one, and it didn't work. So we tried another way, and we've got it.
Ooh.
So hopefully this is going to work. So in honor of Annie DeFranco's... Should I be bad and figure out how old she is?
You'd leave it alone.
What? No, she's not that old. She's around my age.
Okay.
That is old.
Female.
You just don't mess
remember
with
that old
women?
Thing about never ask a woman their age?
Exactly.
Never ask a woman their age and never ask a queen over 30.
I gotta do the search. Unfortunately, the funny thing is this. I found out it was her birthday by going to the Rotten Deadpool. And it lists people's birthdays of the day. Mm. And so hers was up there yesterday in their summary. Bisexual... I hit the wrong button. Hit the button too fast. Her executive summary was... Bisexual folk punk icon.
Mm.
Oh, she was married to a guy.
That would be the bisexual part of that.
Yeah. Yeah, this is all, I mean, all they say about it here, you know, born September 23rd, 1970 in Buffalo, New York. Female, atheist, white, bisexual, musician. Her husband, she went to the Buffalo Academy of the Visual and Performing Arts. And then went to Buffalo State College and the New School for Social Research.
You ever been to Buffalo?
No. Never shuffled off to there.
You don't want to do winter in Buffalo.
So.
Not unless you really like shoveling snow.
That's just to get out of the driveway.
And yes, this is Papa Merlin. After 4 months, I'm back.
Back of him. So, in honor of Annie's birthday,
Let's play this song, and then we'll start doing a little bit of round table. I believe the name of the song is called Swan Dive. Thank you, Jen. And let's see, I gotta push this button and hope it works.
Silent one.
Annie DeFranco with Swan Dive, thanks to Jen. Yeah, we know you can put your head behind your leg behind your head.
Not that it does me any good, but
yeah. Hey, you know, it pays to advertise. Let's see who else. Is any other important people having their birthday? Oh, Kevin Sorbo, his birthday's the 25th.
That's nice. What is he, 105 now?
1958, so that makes him 48. Yes, Stephanie McMahon from Pro Wrestling.
Oh, my God.
Stephanie McMahon?
Yeah, you got to watch Pro Wrestling to understand who she is.
She wouldn't happen to be Vince McMahon's kid, would she?
Yeah.
Yeah. That figures.
Yeah, the one they just had that little inside joke of, you know, she just had a baby, and, you know, they never officially said that, you know, she's married to a wrestler.
Yeah. I used to only watch wrestling because of the guys in tights.
Oh, me too.
That was pretty much it. And every so often, somebody would grab a handful of tights, and down they'd come.
Those were the old days. They don't do that sort of stuff.
Yeah, they don't do a lot of that anymore. They don't spill a whole lot of blood anymore.
They do occasionally.
Every once in a while, you know, one of those cage matches every so often. Yeah, I was a big professional wrestler. See, when I was a kid, all the Von Erichs were still alive.
Your age is showing.
Speaking of men and
ties. Yeah, that's her husband. Triple H.
The masculinity of wearing vinyl tights while whooping each other's, you know.
Yes. Yeah, we've been talking the past couple days, last week and this week, once we found out that Freddie Phelps was coming to town.
Oh, God.
I'm not sure who in his entourage is supposed to be here. I just know
that's too many people.
Well, they're all family. Isaiah, if you're out there at 713-526-5738, we'll help get you out. Isaiah, you hear me? Come out wherever you are.
Well, of course, the grand thing about our Constitution is he has just as much right to spit that garbage as the rest of us have to tell him to screw off.
Yeah, that's what we kind of talked about last week. Is that, you know, especially being with his radio station, you know, I believe in free speech. Mm-hmm. And he can stand up and he can say all that stuff. What pisses me off is, you know, now all of a sudden the government is trying to shut him down from saying this. Not for all the years upon years he stood out in front of gay funerals, but, you know, because he stands out in front of a military funeral.
Yep.
And says, thank God for IEDs.
Yeah. So. I mean, you know, us fags don't matter, but you know, don't go after those military folks, you know, it's like...
But, you know, in a similar vein, the Love One Out group, you know, they were here in Houston about a year and a half ago. Mm-hmm. On Saturday, they had their little event in Palm Springs, California.
Oh, darn, I thought maybe you were going to tell me one of their leaders, like, got caught in a restroom or something.
No, not yet. you know, sponsored by a conservative Christian group that believes that gays can overcome their homosexuality. Now, Palm Springs is one of the nation's largest percentage of same-sex couples. It plays host to high-profile gay-oriented events and has elected gay people to 3 of the 5 seats on the city council. But
you see a pattern here.
Now, here's the twist. Openly gay mayor of Palm Springs sent conference organizers a letter noting how pleased he was that they were holding the event in his area.
What drugs is he on?
And, you know, some people are a little upset, you know.
You think?
Let me go to the full story here.
These people.
He's pleased that they're holding the event in the area. Never mind, it's actually in Indian Wells, which is 20 miles away. It is a pleasure to welcome you, the mayor wrote to Focus on the Family, which is holding the conference. We are so proud to have you in the Palm Springs area. Are you leaving?
That would be him leaving, yes.
No.
What?
Oh,
they actually...
It's good to see you coming and going.
Coming? I didn't know it came.
Well, go play with your olives.
Good night, Alex.
Right.
Say good night, Alex.
Good night, Alex.
We were refreshingly encouraged that here was a city official walking out genuine tolerance, said Melissa Freyrier, which we had... We played.
I'm so nice.
I interviewed Melissa.
Really?
Yeah. She looks like the illegitimate child of Amanda Bierce and Rosie O'Donnell.
Ooh. Ooh. Yeah. That could be scary.
You know, he's public.
I like both of those.
He's public about being a gay man, which made it even more significant that he was showing us so much respect. Too much respect, say his critics. The gay community was completely unified in their outrage about the mayor's letter.
Hey, my parents always taught me to show as much respect as you're shown.
Yeah.
If they show me respect, I'll show them. The minute they start mouthing off, it's all up for grabs.
Yeah, respect is a two-way street.
Mm-hmm.
You don't get it because your parents fooled around before my parents did.
Yeah.
You don't get it because somebody attached a title to your name.
No.
You know, I mean,
respect should at all turns be earned.
Earned, yes. So, you know, interesting thing, you know, the mayor welcoming them to a town 20 miles away from his town in Palm Springs. Lovely thing.
Isn't that sweet? Well, I suppose, of course, it's his job to welcome the people who decide to drop money in his town.
I don't think they really spend that much money there.
Probably not, but...
Well, you know, we've heard of the dangers of MySpace.
Oh, I know where this is going.
And now we want to welcome Craigslist. Before Craigslist, you know, there was... The last big thing they had is that there's some towns where women are using that for prostitution.
Gee, what a shock.
Were they, you know, I guess, you know, it's a little bit better than doing it on eBay.
The picture. Slower returns on eBay.
And seeing some of the women they had using Craigslist, I don't know who the hell would want to bid on those.
Ooh.
But on Craigslist, a man was sexually assaulted after answering a Craigslist ad. The 23-year-old man showed up at a Southwest Austin apartment at 4 a.m. on Tuesday after answering a Craigslist posting advertising a good time. I'm going to put on my Buddy Holly's here. When he walked in, the man who answered the door promised him that his female roommate, who he said had left, would soon return, according to an arrest warrant affidavit. That's when Ernest Ray Lamming, 35, offered the 23-year-old a drink laced with Ambien, the sleeping pill, and waited until it kicked in before sexually attacking him. Lamy is charged with sexual assault of a second-degree felony. $20,000 bail. Now, state officials have increased efforts in the past years to combat cyber crimes, mostly against children.
Uh-huh.
This year, a Buddha man was charged with sexually assaulting a 14-year-old girl he met on MySpace. But officials say they've never seen a case where an adult was attacked after answering an online ad. According to the detective, this was the first time he's dealt with an incident like this. They wouldn't discuss anything about it. They're asking people if they had similar situations to give the police department a call. Lamy showed a picture of a woman and said it was his roommate before offering the drink. He took a few drinks and started feeling very sleepy. They found the pills, the pill crusher, and powder remains when they went back to there.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's...
Just as a general rule, and, you know, maybe because I don't own a computer, I think in these terms, but, yeah... There are certain things you should not advertise for, and there are certain advertisements you should not answer.
You know, there's a little bit of this caveat emptor with this stuff, you know, but...
I mean, you just...
Yeah, when you show up at 4 a.m., you know, and, you know, the woman's not there.
There.
You know...
I was like, this should be your first warning sign. Red lights should be going off at some point.
So,
I mean, sad that it happened and everything, but... the stuff that people do, and again, people wonder I don't own a computer. It's like, because of all the stupid... people do on computers.
Yeah, I mean,
communicating with each other and lying to each other on the computer.
That's the big thing, is you do have to be careful with that stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, I the first time I met somebody that I've spoken to online,
mm-hmm.
you know, the middle of my, you know, it's not you. I drove up to Livingston to meet this
guy. I was just wondering.
No. I was driving up to Livingston to meet this guy. And, you know, I was so paranoid because I didn't know what all I was getting myself into.
Mm-hmm.
I put copies of the chats we had, any of the pictures he sent me, put them all into one file and put it in the middle of my computer monitor at work. I mean, on the desktop at my work and at my home computer going, if I turn up missing check this file.
Good move.
You know, and you got to be careful about that. You know,
you've watched too many of those missing movies.
Well, you know, it was my first time doing anything like that. You know.
Mm-hmm. It's good to let people know where you're going to be.
Yeah. Well, I told people.
Just in case you turn up dead.
I did tell people I was going to Livingston, but, you know. I didn't tell them the full story. Huh?
Unless you suddenly come up with a case of death, you know?
Yeah. We've heard of transplants and organ rejections.
Yes.
But a man rejects the first penis transplant.
Oh, that's not going to suck for him.
That door is locked, guys. Chinese surgeons performed the world's first penis transplant on a man whose organ was damaged beyond repair in an accident this year. The incident left the man with a 1-centimeter-long stump. For those of you who are not metrically, who are metrically challenged, 2.5 centimeters is an inch. So you're looking at 1/20th of an inch, or 20% of an inch, 1/5 of an inch. He was unable to urinate or have sexual intercourse. His quality of life was affected severely, said Dr. Willy Hu of Guangzhou General Hospital. I'm just guessing that's what it was. Those, you know. This reminds me, I got to take a picture of that one grocery store called the Hung Dong. Ooh, I need to make up a shopping list. I think I need to go to the Hong Kong grocery store and like buy sausage and like cucumber. Buy all these kind of things and get the receipt. I think that receipt would be priceless.
That would be funny. That would be cute.
Doctor spent 15 hours attaching the 10-centimeter penis to the 44-year-old patient. So 10 centimeters.
We get the picture.
I'm just trying to do the math in my head. That's 4 inches. Yeah, not bad for that. Sorry, Asian stereotypical jokes coming through. After the parents of attached this 10-centimeter penis to the 44-year-old patient, after the parents of a brain-dead man half his age agreed to donate their son's organ.
Okay.
Could be a fly on the wall. When the doctor says, no, we're not talking your heart, his heart, or his lungs.
I could just see it now.
We want his penis.
Harvesting organs takes on a...
Bring me the lower horn. Oh. Human horn.
I'm sorry.
The procedure described in a case study due to appear in the journal European Urology next month represents a big leap forward in transplant surgery. It required complex microsurgery to connect nerves and tiny blood vessels. The surgery says the operation was a success. After 10 days, the test revealed that the organ had a rich blood supply, and the man was able to urinate normally.
I feel a however coming on somewhere in here.
Well, the problem is that the organ was rejected by his wife. Although the operation was a success, surgeons had to remove the penis 2 weeks later because of a severe psychological problem with the recipient and his wife. The transplanted penis regretfully had to be cut off. And it comes from the fact of, you know, that's not his, and it's not his, it's someone else's.
Oh, for crying out. Great, mother goddess.
They said they've been they've had other stuff like this happen before, where in 2001, surgeons were forced to amputate the world's first transplanted hand, who said he wanted the hideous and withered hand removed from him because it had become mentally detached from it. Isn't that the movie Idle Hands?
Didn't they make a horror movie out of this once, twice, three, four times?
Maybe? Something like that. Yeah. Andrew George, a transplant expert at Imperial College London, said, doing a penis transplant should be no more complex than anything else, but it takes time for the nerve sensations to kick in, and it's not clear whether the patient would ever be able to have sex with it. The question is whether it is right to be doing a transplant where, for some, what might see is for cosmetic reasons. Now, the interesting thing... Yeah. The interesting part is how that would play in our community with the transgenders.
Mm.
Because one of the things that I've heard of as the biggest complaint in sex reassignment surgery is they do so well on everything else except from the female to male when it comes to creating the penis.
Mm. Okay.
Because basically all that happens is the testosterone will enlarge the clitoris, and so basically they'll have, you know...
Oh, I get the picture.
A three or four-inch stump, right, that will get erect, but nothing else.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, this would be an interesting thing of what they could, you know,
mm-hmm,
attach to it. But that was an interesting little story that came across the news wires. Trying to see. There was a gay story this week in history, if I remember correctly.
I hope it's something interesting. Something good.
Oh, here's the thing. Oh. September 22nd, 1975, in front of the St. Francis Hotel in San Francisco, Sarah Jane Moore pulls out a Smith & Wesson 38 revolver and points it at Gerald Ford. Before she can assassinate the president, a bystander named Oliver Bill Sipple grabs Moore's arm. Sipple, a closeted gay man, is later outed by the press. The spotlight on his personal life causes him to complain, "My sexual orientation has nothing to do with me saving the president's life."
Well, it's like, let's see, gun pointed at another person.
Yeah. You know, if he only knew now, what he knew then, maybe he wouldn't have stopped. Oh, and here's another little thing. September 22nd, 1327.
1327?
Yeah. The deposed King Edward II of England is murdered with a red-hot poker shoved up his rectum.
Mm-hmm.
A gruesome punishment reserved strictly for homosexuals.
Yeah, well.
Edward's wife Isabella had the king's lover, Hugh de la Dispensia Younger, executed the previous year.
Wow.
The more you know of history.
Do, 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 do. Yeah, that was in a movie once.
Do, 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 do. Tricky Dicky, Sigmund Freud. Lovely picture of James Brown.
And the reason he got to live a year longer was because Isabella wasn't through using him, too.
Ah. He hadn't gotten an heir and a spare out of her?
That's it.
Oh, so I don't...
Well, you know...
Yeah.
I've always said, you know, having heard about the proclivities of Edward and his brother and the and their various parents, that if it wasn't like tradition and required by law, none of those guys would have had children.
Yeah.
Would not have happened. Matter of fact, judging from their proclivities, you got to wonder exactly where those children came from exactly.
Yeah, it's all relative. Rupert Rupert Everett says being gay after the age of 40 usually generally means your history. The 47-year-old actor who is openly homosexual says he is single because young gay men aren't interested in dating someone older than them. But that's not true. If they won't take him, we will.
He's still cute.
Everett told Britain's Daily Telegraph magazine, "Unfortunately, I am single, yes, but I'm too exhausted for anything else, and being gay is a young man's game. Now, nobody wants me. Being gay and being a woman has one big thing in common. So we become invisible after the age of 42. Who wants a 50-year-old, gay 50-year-old? No one, let me tell you. I could set myself on fire in a gay bar, and people would just light their cigarettes from me."
That's depressing.
I have been accused
of many things over the years, but anyhow, go on.
Of many things, yeah.
But I haven't charged them yet.
Yeah.
The feds are here, Chris.
A lot of accusations, no convictions. And if you ask people who know me, you know I have no convictions.
Anyhow,
You know, I've been accused of being ageist violently by some people, you know, people who won't associate with people who I associate with because of my ageist views.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I have a little problem with this. You know, here's this guy who's saying he can't get younger guys.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what's wrong with guys your own age?
Mm-hmm.
You know. I don't like this. There's this reverse thing. I've got one guy that I'm friends with who, you know, he has a problem with me hanging out and dating younger guys.
Mm-hmm.
He feels I should be the younger guy in the relationship.
Please.
And it's like, you know, your partner is, you know, 15, 17 years younger than you, so, you know.
It's like, what's the... I look at it like... If you're dating somebody and you're happy, and, you know, the fact that you're, you know, one of them is 20 and the other is, you know, 42, it's like,
yeah,
if they're happy, big frellin' deal, you know?
And I get this sometimes when I go through some personal ads, and it's like, you know, seeing someone does one and doesn't put an age.
Mm.
You know, I was chatting with one person. And, you know, my ad saying, you know, I'm not interested in, you know, that much older than me. And it's like, you know, when they start putting over their stats, you know, as soon as I don't see the age, it brings up a red flag to me. And it's not that it's because, you know...
What are they hiding?
Well, yes, that's the thing, you know. If age is not an issue...
Then why not tell people?
Yeah. Then why isn't that your first thing out? Mm-hmm. You know, if you're afraid you're going to be rejected about your age, then put it out front and get it over and done with.
Get it done.
You know,
I mean, I'm 2 years away from 40, less than 2 years away from 40, and of course I haven't dated anybody since I was 30. So, but for some reason I couldn't help but it's like. A long time ago, doing that thing that I did on the gay and disabled thing,
mm-hmm.
And I remember distinctly one of Jimmy's questions was, "So why don't you find somebody who's also disabled? If non-disabled people won't look at you, you know, it's like because I shouldn't have to settle."
Yeah,
I mean, why can't we all? You know, if you. Why can't you have the whole, you know, wide range? If you can find somebody who's interested in you when you're 40, if they're 25, you know, what difference do you know?
Well, you know,
it's not. And certainly in our community, we're obsessed with the age thing.
Yeah.
I mean, we're absolutely obsessed with the age thing. And I look at that and go, I have gray hair, I'm 38 years old, and cope. You know, it's like, deal with it.
Yeah. Well, you know, the comment I always make is, you know why Mick Jagger does 20-year-old girls? Because he can.
Exactly. I mean,
you know.
Because they're still interested. Goddess only knows why, but, you know.
They look at the lips and figure he's got to do something good with it.
He's
got to
do something good with them because, you know, his lips are God's way, the God's way of
hiding
making
his face.
Making up for his face.
I think it's what happened is, you know, they tried to put the collagen injections in his cheek and they missed and hit
missed
the lip too many
and
times.
Landed in the lips.
An American Airlines captain reportedly threatened to divert a flight from Paris to New York after a gay couple complained of how they were treated by the flight crew. According to the talk of the town item in the New Yorker, TV journalist George... I'd like to buy a vowel.
Spell it for me.
T-S-I-K-H-I-S-E-L-I. So
Tashelsky?
Probably the T is silent. And his boyfriend of 4 months, which is an eternity, writer Stephen Varnier, were told by a stewardess to stop their touching and kissing not long into an American Airlines flight from Charles de Gaulle to JFK on August 22nd. The couple said they were doing nothing appropriate, maybe a peck on the cheek or a head on the other's shoulder. A story backed up by two passengers seated behind them and another across the aisle. When they asked to see the purser, who the stewardess claims issued the order, the purser said she knew nothing of the incident and initially agreed to that their behavior would not have been inappropriate, the man and witnesses reported. But she returned later to say other passengers had complained about the men's affectionate gestures. When the gay couple asked who complained, they asked to speak with an American Airlines representative upon landing and asked for the stewardess's name and employee number. The purser told them to drop the matter and the flight would be diverted. An hour later, the purser asked George to meet the captain in a galley. The captain repeated his threat to divert the airplane if the men continued to argue with the crew.
Oh, please.
And you can find out that story. It's in The Advocate.
These people are... You know, when they give the same grief to a straight couple doing the thing, then, you know... But, I mean, I'm sorry. Public displays of affection have their limits. I don't care what gender you happen to be. I mean, you know, you shouldn't all be up in each other's clothes in public, you know, in most situations. That having been said, if I had a buck for every time somebody bitched, moaned, and complained about gay people doing it, and two people, you know, two straight people could be 10 feet away going at it the same way, and nobody bats an eye. Oh, isn't that sweet? Isn't that romantic? Give me a Frelin break.
CNN headline news anchor Thomas Roberts came out to the world a couple weeks ago at the National Lesbian Gay Journalists Association conference. While the news didn't really come as a shock to his co-workers, who mostly knew of his sexual orientation, some say it cost him his anchor job at CNN.
Really?
Yeah.
Is there a picture of this guy?
I don't know. I think I'm...
Name sounds vaguely familiar, but I haven't seen... The only time I got to see CNN was when I was in the hospital.
I was checking in the hospital for cable.
Yeah, pretty much. Now, yeah, right. I wish it were that simple.
Let's see. It's working on coming up here. QueerPlanet.us.
It's just...
GenerationQ.net.
And Clay Aiken was...
Ooh.
Oh, yeah, I know who that is.
Yeah.
I've seen him before. And in the meantime, Clay Aiken is still denying he squares a $3 bill.
Yeah.
I'm like, sugar.
Well, he's not really denying it, you know. He's not answering the question directly.
He's just not answering it.
No. It depends on your definition of I jizzed all over the guy's chest.
I
did not leave anything in that washcloth. Oh.
You know, generally I could care less about the lives of famous people. When I heard him talking on, like, Entertainment Tonight or Insider or whatever the frill it was he was on with the new haircut, I was... instantly inside my head, I started composing a letter inside my head as to what I would say to the man in regards to this situation.
Mm-hmm.
And it was basically, look, I'm a 38-year-old man with both spina bifida and AIDS. I came out when I was 14 and tried to kill myself at 15 and 16. Be proud of who you are if you happen to be queer. You know, if you're not, great. If you are, great. But if it truly doesn't matter,
mm-hmm.
then say it and get it off everybody else's plate.
No.
Because it's going to stay on everybody else's agenda to find out until you say it one way or the other. And no, is it right that, you know, we still have to deal with that kind of nonsense? No. But until we don't have to anymore, just say it and get on with your life.
Yeah. Speaking of celebrities being outed, Hayden Christensen.
Oh, really?
Is refusing to deny rumors he is homosexual.
Refusing to deny rumors? Mm-hmm.
Because he loves reading the gay gossip about himself. The Star Wars actor who enjoyed a brief romance with Sienna Miller admits he loves lots of press attention and is more than happy to let speculation over his sexual orientation continue. There's one.
That's too cute.
Yeah, there's one guy. If you
he needs the attention. The boy can't act.
he's like a boy bander.
Yeah.
You know, I played some music last week and I said it was boy band music. And the girl from Hot and Bothered goes, "This doesn't sound like boy band music." I said, "No, it's boy band music because you'll just hit the mute and look at them because they're purdy."
Because they're purdy.
Yeah, if you just type in Hayden Christensen gay into a search engine, there's a lot of weird stuff out there. There's some guy who claims he's not only had Hayden Christensen, he's also had Justin Bearfeld from Malcolm in the Middle.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Reese. who supposedly queer toes.
But what really, really bugs me is that we're in 2006. We got a whole new millennium going on here, and we've been in it for a while now. And people's careers, and people are still terrified that their careers will be destroyed by coming out of the closet. And God knows they've got good reason on some levels, because a lot of careers have gone bye-bye after people have come out. And then others have been incredibly successful.
There is a class action lawsuit against Clay Aiken by a bunch of his fans for making him believe he was straight.
Oh, that's just silly.
They have to bring a class action lawsuit.
It shows you how stupid the world is getting with these lawsuits.
You gotta get a little closer.
Oh.
I mean, it's just really just... I mean, you know, they talk about frivolous lawsuits all the time. I'm like, this is nonsense, people. It's like, at what point did... did whether he was gay or straight come up beforehand, before the rumors started?
Yeah.
I mean, what was the... It's like, excuse us, but there's no law that says that somebody has to convince you they're straight.
That's a hero. An interview with People magazine, Clay Aiken speaks out against a number of topics, but dodges a direct question about his sexuality.
Mm-hmm.
What do you say to that question, he tells the magazine? It's like when I was 8, I remember something would get broken in the house, and Mom and Dad would call me in and say, "Did you do this?" Well, it didn't matter what I said. The only thing they would believe was yes. People are going to believe what they want. Because it's true! The speculations around Aiken's orientation heated up earlier this year when the reports of a hotel liaison with ex-Marine John Paulus hit the National Enquirer. The rumors resulted in some backlash against the Southern Baptist-raised singer, who was uninvited from a Christian concert event in Atlanta.
Hmm. Which says more about the Christian conference than it does about Clay Aiken.
Let's see.
And none of it good.
Aiken, who shot to fame as a runner-up on American Idol, added, "He would love to become a father. I would love to adopt.
Just because you're queer doesn't mean you can't be a dad. Yeah.
There's an orphanage not too far from my home, and I've been up there before with the church, and I've always thought, what happens to those kids who have the potential to go to college but can't afford it? Oh, so he wants to be a sugar daddy.
And just because you're queer doesn't mean you can't be a Christian, says the pagan in the room. I mean...
Well, that's true.
I mean...
Well, what you said was true. Christians... Chris. Christians can be gay because I have two gay aunts, and they were both raised in a Christian family. So, and they're very still Christian, but
I have lots of friends who are both. I have friends who are still practicing gay Christians. I have friends who are gay Muslim and still practice their faith. I mean,
boy,
it's
talk about having a rough day waking up in the morning.
I mean, it's just.
Do I kill myself because I'm gay, or do I kill myself because I'm a Muslim who's gay?
I think most of us have figured out that God has, by whatever name you give it. In my case, God is, and God has bigger things on its universal collective consciousness than who I'm screwing.
Yeah.
I think
if God
was
so opposed,
which runs the universe as
if God was so opposed, he wouldn't make it so much fun.
I don't understand that.
I've always made the joke. I always believe that organized crime and organized religion are best left to the Italians.
And yeah.
I say that to the Italian in the room.
The Italian in the room.
Italians,
yes.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Italian.
I don't want to know which half. Yes, I can truly claim to have grown up with a father named Vito.
Shite you not?
Exactly.
Not to say that he was a member of La Familia.
Yeah, let's not go there. We didn't have any of those that I knew of.
No shiny suits.
You know?
I think that's why you can't have gays in the mafia. You know, those shiny suits just turn you off.
Hey, we like a nice fashion. We'll just have the tie and the handkerchief match. That's all.
We'll break the legs on your and coffee table.
Exactly. We'll just cut the legs off your grand piano instead.
I'm just getting ready to get out of here.
Brings a whole new meaning to the words baby. And
we won't put the horse's head in your bed. We'll take a different
horse.
We'll put the different head in there.
On that note.
Okay, leave my friend Flicka alone.
Hey. Flicka?
Flicka. Never mind.
God, there's a new movie of that out, isn't it, soon? Actually.
On things that shouldn't have been remade.
I'm sorry, but a name like Flicka just really has openings to some truly obnoxiously obscene
but shouldn't
things.
Be?
And probably shouldn't be, yes, especially since it's a movie about a horse.
Quit reminding about stuff with horses, because remember, Harry Potter is doing Equus in March.
Oh, that's
that
the
comes out. I thought that came out in June.
Huh?
I thought that came out in June.
Or he's performing on stage in Equus.
Oh.
In London, really? And he's having a full nude scene. So you?
Oh, that's gonna give the Christian set a whole new reason to garage.
You get a chance to see Harry Potter's magic wand. How's this for a little bit of tradition? You can't hear it in here because no one's wearing the seat. The headphones. Went away. This show is almost over, and I figured I'd put a little bit of music in here to go out with. And
that is such a sad tune.
I want to come again.
But it's a good song.
Yeah.
No way.
It's from the Rocky Horror Picture Show. I'm going home. It's time for us to get out of here. This is the fourth to Lollapalooza here? There she is.
Yes, she is.
You've been listening to After Hours, Queer Radio with Attitude, here on KPFT. I guess all those weather things have expired by now, so hopefully the weather's nice out there. If you want to get in touch with us, it's After Hours, care of KPFT, 419 LOVETT, Lovett Boulevard, Houston, Texas, 77006. You can send us an email at afterhours@kpft.org. Hopefully next week we'll have guests and hosts and other fun stuff so we don't go through all music.
Everywhere.
But, you know, we'll drop back and punt if we have to again. Hope you'll join us here.
Jimmy be back next week?
Yes, he should be back from his camping experience.
I come back the one night he's not here.
Yeah.
Make sure that an entire 3 hours next week I know what boys like.
We'll probably be playing that new Jay Spears CD that we played a song from. We'll be back next week. Hopefully you will join us.
Much love. Be well. Be careful out there.
And let's let Frankie send us out, and then on to the PSAs. And we'll be back.
Stay tuned for an important message from your KPFT elections team. Welcome to the 2006 KPFT Local Station Board elections. This fall, 9 listener members and 3 staff members will be elected to 3-year terms on the board that governs our station. There has never been a more important time to support Radio for Peace. Please visit kpft.org and click on Elections for more information about the nomination process. Nominations are open until September the 25th. Come on, it's not too late. It's just right now.
Sunday, September 24, join KPFT's Morning Mix team for a free afternoon of great music at Miller Outdoor Theater in Herman Park.
The music kicks off at 4 p.m. with gifted Austin singer-songwriter Graham Weber.
Well, I'm not saying I wouldn't do it again. I'm sure I would. I'd just be a little wiser for the worse.
Then the critically acclaimed Sidehill Gougers will present their distinctive brand of country folk.
Then to close the show, the Allen Oldies Band will take the stage. Everyone loves the oldies, and no one does the oldies better than local favorites, the Allen Oldies Band.
So join your Morning Mix team.
Phil, Pat,
Jane, Susan,
Randy,
and Christy, along with Muddy Waters the Dog, at Miller Outdoor Theater on Sunday, September 24th, from 4 to 7 p.m. It's free.
And tune into the Morning Mix every weekday from 6 to 8 a.m. for the best independent music, independent news, and more.
This is KPFT.
The free program you just heard was paid for by the listener members of KPFT Houston. If you're not already a KPFT member, we encourage you to join with us in keeping free speech alive by becoming one. Basic membership is still $35 a year. You don't have to, but you'll feel better. Thanks for listening.